It's easy to label Logan Lucky as a redneck Ocean's 11. It's about a motley crew who scheme to pull off an ingenious heist. The target is a high-profile event with tens of thousands of witnesses on hand. And the director is Steven Soderbergh, who directed the three modern-day Ocean pictures. Channing Tatum plays Jimmy Logan, whose family, according to local West Virginia legend, has a curse hanging over them like a dark cloud. Maybe the legend is right. As a young man, Jimmy's prospects for the NFL were scuttled by an injury. Now he's a divorced dad fighting to get custody time with his daughter, and he's been unfairly fired from his latest job. He was helping to repair sinkholes under the Charlotte, North Carolina Motor Speedway. His sad sack brother Clyde, played by Adam Driver, was injured in Iraq and works as a one-armed bartender, pardon, one-and-a-half arms. On the more positive side, Jimmy knows how to access the Speedway's underground labyrinth and the tube system where they're moving buttloads of money during the annual Memorial Day NASCAR race. The brothers recruit a convict named Joe Bang, a backwoods genius at cracking bank vaults. One slight problem is that Joe's currently already in prison, which requires a second cunning plan to break him out of jail on the day of the heist and break him back in without anybody noticing. They also recruit Joe's two goofball brothers who have to find a moral reason to join in the heist. The intricate plan also involves a mega vacuum, a birthday cake, cockroaches, Joe's MacGyver-style bomb, a major ingredient here is gummy bears, and a timeline that also involves Jimmy getting to his daughter's appearance for a local talent show. The cast is likable and engaged, no one more so than Daniel Craig as Joe Bang, happily chewing away at an American hillbilly accent. Channing Tatum leading the cast is a nice mix of naivete and craftiness, and for some reason, there's a remarkable collection of next-generation talent, including, as the two strange brothers, Jack Quaid, son of Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan, Brian Gleeson, son of Irish actor Brendan Gleeson, Catherine Waterston, daughter of Sam, and last but not least, Riley Keough, the granddaughter of Elvis. Soderbergh has cast well right down to the bit players. Their faces and their offhand bits of dialogue feel right for this corner of America. The screenwriter, billed as Rebecca Blunt, is, according to IMDb, a pseudonym for some unknown party or parties. Some of the stranger faces spotted in the cast include Dwight Yoakam as the gullible prison warden, Seth MacFarlane as a troublemaking, obnoxious Brit NASCAR driver, and Hilary Swank as a shrewd police investigator who looks like she weighs about as much as a leaf. Last year, my colleague Mark Harrington suggested that the film Hell or High Water tapped into the zeitgeist of the rural white working class in the Trump era. Logan Lucky isn't that heavy, but Soderbergh attempts some of that. 16 years ago, Danny Ocean and the gang gathered around the Bellagio Fountain in Vegas to the tune of Clair de Lune. This time, bliss comes as a John Denver song and maybe an upgrade on your prosthetic hand. The Logan's luck may not last, but for now, they've got 4 stars out of 5. For the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Part City Film Series, I'm Rick Bruff.